It's early morning, about 4 a.m. But Joe Hughes is feeling chipper.
A bit better every morning.
He's a long way from home, and he's on a mission.
I was chasing 10 horses. And then they said, in a passing comment, "Shame you can't train 70, because we've got 70, and they're chasing the cattle off the water, and they were carting water for the cattle. So in a moment of weakness, I said, "Yeah, sure, let's do 70.
Joe Hughes is attempting to set a world record, training up to 70 wild Brumbies in just 7 days. And he's travelled right across the country to Mundrabilla Station in Western Australia to do it. G'day, I'm Nathan Morris. Joe is here to help out the Campbell family with their wild horse problem. Bree and her husband Colin have been running Mundrabilla since 2003. The station is more than 1,200 kilometres east of Perth in the middle of the Nullarbor Plain. Back in the 1960s, kids' ponies were bred on the station. As the pastoral lease changed hands, some of the horses were left to roam wild, and their numbers grew.
So when we came here, numbers were up around 300. We managed them the best we can by breaking in horses and trying to control them, but obviously with ponies there's big problems, like not just feed and water, but also erosion problems. So it's something that definitely needs to be managed.
During good times, the country can sustain both cattle and wild horses, but it's been a dry 12 months. Training them is an ideal outcome for the Campbells and the horses.
Not having wanting to have culled them, but selling them on sometimes can be just as cruel as culling them if they don't go to the right people and the right places. We had to sort of turn a negative into a positive, so to speak, and try and find another solution for them.
That's where Joe Hughes comes in.
This is inspired by the horse.
He starts by approaching a Brumby on the same terms he would a stranger in the pub.
I just see a horse down there that wants to say hello. If I walked up to you and punched you in the nose and dragged you around, threw you up against some rails and maybe give you a bit of choke down time, and then sat you up at the table and, you know, said, "Let's have a chat," you may be a little bit reluctant to talk to me. You know, it's not a really good way to start a conversation or a relationship.
You know, walk past you in 20 minutes and you're going to be asleep. Good boy.
It's a method Joe says he was forced to develop as a kid.
My father was very mean, and he's a big man, and so everything yielded by just pressure. And I was only a skinny little fella, and I couldn't make the horses turn, and I couldn't beat them and pull them into submission. So I had to learn how to use my presence.
Face up, girl. Face up. Good girl. Oh, you're beautiful, Rhonda. You're beautiful.
Bob thinks he's a truck driver, but he's actually an extreme horse trainer.
It's something unbelievable, that the connection that you get with one that you take from being a wild horse all the way through to being an absolute, the first one I did, absolute gentleman. That you'd put your three-year-old on.
Among those taking part in the event is a group of army veterans who've become involved in horse training with Joe as a way to help them transition to life after deployment. Hayley Robertson knows the therapeutic benefits of working with horses. She served for 11 years and now helps coordinate clinics for veterans.
When they get out of the military, they are lost, they're confused. They've lost their structure, they've lost their control, because we're very structured and controlled. And when you lose that, you're sitting there and you're on a, what's the word, like a merry-go-round, I reckon. I believe there's different stages. So when I got out, I was angry. I was drinking. Antisocial, I suppose. Angry at work. I went in last year and I didn't go to train a horse. Yes, I was training a horse, but that wasn't my main priority. I lost all my confidence. I was in a really bad rut and I mainly went out there to find my confidence.
Joe's method of training and rehoming Brumbies often sparks outrage from animal welfare groups, and he is regularly criticised online.
We have RSPCA come out and inspect our yards on a regular basis and inspect our livestock. Had every media outlet come onto the station. We've had over 250 students come through. That's 6 days a week. So it's 6 days a week for 2 years. 250 students haven't seen anything that the so-called trolls are saying exists.
As for Joe's attempt at training 70 horses in 7 days...
I've only got 66 horses in the yard, so we can't do 70.
He and his team did manage to train 56 of them. Still a record in his books.
They're horses that will now go out into society, and little kids will be hooning around on them in a matter of months.
He's hanging out for you now, Bob. Turn around and do it again.
Hey, Rhonda. Good girl.
It's like she's hanging around waiting for something else to happen. Oh, no, look. She's going to walk right up to your back just then.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, taking in the Brumbies, we started out by saving the Brumbie, and after about 3 months, we realised that we're in fact saving humans.